Greetings and welcome again to Meditation Moments, and God bless you. We feel sometimes like saying again and again, as Billy Graham says, God bless you real good, and we do pray that your own life is truly being a blessing to others. Now, I had a most interesting, but I would say a somewhat embarrassing experience recently when I was suddenly called to the home of a very godly woman who was near death's door with a malignant disease. Someone had placed in her hand a copy of my book, The Hem of His Garment, that book that tells of the wonderful healing I experienced when I was for years a total invalid. My healing was a miracle from the hands of God. And the woman that sent for me to come and pray for her was a member of a prominent Los Angeles church. And the pastor of that church was a prominent, well-known dignitary and a man of many letters. And what was my surprise when ushered into her sick room to find this very pastor sitting by her bed, and yet I had been called there to pray for her. Well, her husband very coolly explained that as he did not share his wife's views regarding healing, he felt it only fair to have his pastor there who shared his views. The husband nodded to me to proceed, but since the pastor was a friend of the family and a man, I felt he should have the preference, so I said, I'll just wait. But the pastor insisted, he himself wanted me to go ahead, so I opened my Bible, and trying to forget their presence, I began reviewing some of the precious promises from God's Word. And I kept my mind fixed on this needy, suffering one lying there so helpless, and lifted it to the Lord continually while I was trying to help her. My courage grew as I thought of how I would have been, I really would have been gone years ago hadn't it been that someone came to me and told me that Christ would heal the body today, that he had never changed and that his word showed us his will regarding healing. I looked for the Lord to empower my words, and oh, he was surely helping me when I was suddenly interrupted by the pastor. He said, are you not presumptuous to take it for granted that it's God's will to heal this woman? Up to this time, she had not asked for God to heal her because she does not want to resist God's will if he is chastening her. Now, these were his words. Now, I read her a number of times, Hebrews 12:11, that she might not lose a blessing to be had through God's chastening. Then he read aloud that passage, no chastening for the present, seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. And he proceeded to read much of that passage, and I've read it before on this program, and you know it. How God's word says, if you're without chastening, you're a bastard, for what father chastens not his own children for their good? And if your earthly father chastened you for your good, how much more will the heavenly father chasten you for your eternal good? If you are exercised by it, it will work out for this eternal good. Not only eternal good, but for your righteousness' sake. Now then, after he read that, he said, do you want her to lose this blessing? Do you think that we have a right to thwart God's will? Now, after he had said all that, I had to give an answer, for he waited. And he said, you believe that God allows sickness to come upon us at times, don't you, as a means of drawing us to him and as a means of needed chasing? I said, yes, I do. And I believe that if we get our hearts right and if we meet God's conditions and we learn the lesson, then I believe that God is ready to do the work and work a miracle and heal us. That doesn't mean that the chastening must continue on and on, but that after the divine purpose is accomplished, we can claim the promises then. The rest of this chapter, which says so much about chastening, ends with an admonition. And I wonder, brother, if you have read the rest of the chapter. Now, let's turn on down. We both had our Bibles. I said, let's turn down to the very last of this passage. And he did. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let them be healed. I said, you see, God doesn't want them to get discouraged by the chastening keeping up forever and ever. But in the end, after the lesson is learned and after God's purpose is accomplished, then he says, rather let them be healed. Now, this is the answer to the word afterward in the 11th verse. After the lesson is learned, after the will is surrendered, after the heart is fully yielded, then rather let them be healed. That's the will of God. Well, then I continued, and I said, so often the trial continues so long only because we're unwilling to believe this and accept God's promises for healing. And I said, I've known some of the most precious saints realizing the purifying process of their suffering. They feared to seek deliverance and not realizing that there was unbelief, and that unbelief is a great sin also. If the peaceable fruit of righteousness mentioned in this verse has been accomplished, I don't think the trial's any longer needful to you. There comes a time when we must accept deliverance and then begin to trust God. And he looked up and he said, well, go on. I said, we have to accept and trust. There comes that time, doesn't it? But he didn't answer. And then I said, well, I often say you might as well to begin to trust now, as that's what you're going to have to do in the end. And I have seen just recently some who seemed completely headed in with no way out, and yet the Lord wrought wonderful miracles, and he completely healed them the moment that they came to the place of absolute trust. He said, you absolutely knew these people. You saw these things. You know, I sensed that this man wasn't just critical. He hadn't come there just because he was pastor and was critical. And I said, well, he'll not refuse to deliver us from the affliction when his purpose is accomplished. We're ready to fully trust. That I surely believe. I said, I've repeated that a couple of times because I do so truly believe it. And the prophet Hosea 6:1 says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten, but he will bind us up. Remember, that's Hosea 6:1. And then he asked, he says, but in this case, shouldn't she ask for a special revelation as to God's will? Isn't that all right for her to ask for a special revelation as to whether it's his will to heal her or not? Well, I said, God has spoken his will for us through his word, and I don't believe he will give any special revelation just for that which he has already plainly revealed in his word. It cannot be denied that God has revealed his will to be the healing of his children. That is, as I've said, when all the conditions have been met. And then he said, you seem quite sure and dogmatic about his will, don't you? No, I don't think I'm dogmatic about it, but I really trust the word and believe his word. And you begin way back in the Old Testament and you'll find the revealed word of God with the Israelites, the things that he said to them and the way he dealt with them. And then I said, you come on down through the scripture that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, wait a minute now. You belong to that crowd they call full gospel, don't you? They're always quoting that verse. Well, I said, I know his power hasn't changed, and his love hasn't changed. And as I've often said, it just took two things in those days to heal the sick, the power of Christ and the faith of the suffering one. And do you know what has changed? I waited a moment, and, well, he said, maybe we have. I said, well, the power of God hasn't. It's the church that's lost faith, isn't it? God hasn't changed his power any. He hasn't changed his dealing. Oh, what you do not have faith for, why, you're very likely to excuse yourself by saying it isn't for today, or it isn't God's will. And then he began along this line. He said, but he doesn't heal all. Then I had to turn to Mark 12:15, and where Christ had healed all. And I quoted different scriptures along that line. You know, the things which convinced me most regarding the Lord's will to heal today was the fact that I found his command to heal in every one of the commissions. When he commissioned his 12 disciples that they were to heal the sick, that's Matthew the 10th, and I went right down through the commissions. The commission to the 70, and then the commission, the world, what's called the World Commission, that is a commission to the church, to all believers. That's in Mark 16, 17, and 18th verses. And it included the healing of the body. And when I got into that, he was so definitely interested, that pastor just leaned over and closed his Bible and listened. He said, you know, I never noticed that before. Oh, there's such positive statements in the Word of God which give us a knowledge of the will of God. We don't have to say, if it be thy will. That's in our very hearts. I don't see why we put such emphasis upon it. If implies doubt, and doubt undermines the faith, they take hold of the promise, and our Heavenly Father has already revealed this, and he's definitely shown it to be his will. I believe I've got the right to take hold of it and expect it. If he hadn't revealed his will, that would be a different matter, but his word reveals it to be his will to heal the body. Now I want to say to you also, if there's one listening in that isn't saved, I want to give you a verse from the Bible that's for you. He is not willing that any should perish. It's God's will for you to be saved. It isn't God's will you should be lost. It is his will to save you, bless you, guide you, keep you, and give you eternal life. God's word says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. But Jesus said, they will not come to me, they might have life. So if you're not saved, it's because you've not accepted God's will for you. You haven't willed to come to him. He wills to change your life, to lift the burden of sin off of your soul and give you a clean, pure heart. Life in all its true fullness, abundance, peace, and joy and rest can be yours. Yield your will to him right now. Won't you yield your will to him? And by his power and love become God all, just all that he meant you to be. Let's pray. Father God, we pray for thy help right now. Break down stubborn wills. We pray for a yieldance of heart to reveal the wonders of thy grace and thy glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.